WSW time at 7:39 for this Thursday broadcast. And on Thursdays, the broadcast after the 7:30 news focuses on Saginaw Spirit Hockey. The Ontario Hockey League season continues. And every week, it's a chance to get a Spirit update from Voice of Spirit Hockey, as you hear when you are listening to Spirit Hockey on WSGW. Dylan Clark, who is out of the broadcast studio at the rink, to the broadcast studio in studio here this morning with us. Dylan, good morning. Welcome once again, of course. Dylan, you along with a special guest that we'll talk about in just a moment. Spirit, busy both on and off the ice.
There's no rest in the last one. Things have been busy for sure. The trade deadline just a couple of days ago, and then got three big challenges again coming up this week. Two against the Windsor Spitfires, and then the Kitchener Rangers on Sunday again. So it's like you said, it's been busy. Some moves being made, and it's one of those things where you know I think the future very much in mind as well as trying to remain competitive right now.
And let's talk about that. I mean, for those that have not heard, I mean, made very big news. It was on trade deadline day that a couple of announcements came up. And so what did the Spirit do?
So Pavel Minchikov was sent to the Ottawa 67s in exchange for a haul of 9 draft picks, 3 second-rounders, 4 thirds, and 2 fourth-round picks in, I think, various years between 2024 and 2026. And the Spirit also picked up defenseman James Goh from the Peterborough Petes from the Eastern Conference. So strong right-handed defenseman, 6'1", I think. He's able to move the puck, and we were actually going back through some of his highlights, our social media manager and myself, Emma Miller. And the first highlight we picked up, you know, he's a defenseman. He goes end-to-end. Darts through about 3 or 4 players and makes a really nice backdoor pass. So he's got some really nice skating ability and some really nice finishing touch as well. So I'll be interested to see what he's able to do here in Saginaw. He's expected to be on the road with us this evening in Windsor.
All right. And you know, a lot of fans buzzing about these kinds of moves, but this is part of what the Ontario Hockey League experience is all about. It's not like the National Hockey League. It's not like you have a contract for a player that's going to be with you for the next 5 or 10 years. These kinds of moves keep it fluid. And it's not just for the Spirit. This happens throughout the entire Ontario Hockey League.
Right, and I think the most important piece of context for these moves is that, you know, the Spirit are bidding to host the Memorial Cup in 2024. So that if you're going to bid to host the Memorial Cup, you've got to have some assets in the bank, and in this case, that'll be draft picks that can be maybe shuffled around at a later date to bring in some later players, because it's more than likely that Pavel Minchikov will be elsewhere next season. So it's, you know, do you want to get... Do you want to get something for him now, or do you want to, you know, obviously ride out the rest of the season? But then it's like, okay, that's done now. So it's obviously it's a very, very difficult set of decisions that our general manager Dave Drinkle has to make. But again, it's trying to remain competitive while building for next season as well, which could be a very, very important season for the Saginaw Spirit.
Let's talk about what's going to be happening. Well, let's make a quick review since we last talked. It was interesting. The Spirit had the back-to-back home games this past Friday and Saturday. And Spirit come out on Friday and win in a 3-0 shutout. And the next night, losing a 3-0 shutout.
Yeah, you get to experience the same the two sides of the same coin, and I'll tell you which side feels better. Well, I mean, you want to go a level further. The Rangers were the only team to shut out the Spirit to that point on the season. It was a 1-0 shutout. That was actually the second game I was ever here for. So they come back and they put together a real strong effort. And that Kitchener team, that's a really good hockey team. I think they're 9th place in the division right now, or 8th place in the division. They've struggled this season. They're a sub-500 team for some reason, but they've got some really, really strong players on that roster. And I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of show up a little bit more when the Rangers return on Sunday. And then the London Knights are, again, the Spirit are a really strong hockey team. The London Knights are also a really strong hockey team. And I think their puck movement was on display. And I said to Dennis DeRosier on the broadcast, you know, they have, I think their power play is ranked, or at least at the time, it was ranked 9th in the OHL, you know, middle of the pack, just doesn't really move the dial. But when they went on the power play that night, boy, they looked like they could have had a top-3 unit out there for sure. They really had some strong puck movement, and the ice just seems to open up for them a little bit more. So that's a really good hockey team. And the Windsor Spitfires coming up here tonight. They just picked up Shane Wright at the trade deadline. I'm sure people who follow the league closely know who Shane Wright is. He's 4th overall to the Seattle Kraken this season. A very, very strong player to add to their arsenal. So, and of course, the Spirit get to be the first team to see the Windsor Spitfires with Shane Wright.
Yeah, we'll have a chance to not just have them tonight on their ice, but then Windsor on Saturday. chance on our ice at the Dell Event Center. And that game also has a special tie-in that you're going to have for the Saginaw Spirit that night.
Yeah, Saturday night is going to be Northwood night. We're really happy to team up with Northwood University on this. And we do have Mike Sullivan, Director of Admissions and Corporate Development here with us in the studio. And you know, Mike, I'll just ask you, I mean, what are some of the things you're looking forward to the most and looking forward to showcase the most in this upcoming game?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to be a sponsor again with the Saginaw Spirit, with all of our other sponsorships throughout the Great Lakes Bay region. You know, we'll be out at Snowfest at the end of this month as well. And so we're excited to showcase our national championship and world championship esports team. We'll have admissions on hand where you can achieve anywhere from an associate's to a doctoral degree through Northwood University, transfer up to 90 credit hours from previous earned and or credit for prior learning assessment. So we can assess certificates and any college credit that you've had before, as well as personal experiences, as well as our alumni. We're going to have a strong alumni base there at the game that are doing great things throughout the Great Lakes Bay region, both inside there as entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, as well as leaders in the community in the Great Lakes Bay region, as well as state of Michigan and nationally.
How much fun is it, Mike, to you mentioned the esports. I mean, I just think that's, when you talk about Northwood, everyone thinks, here's this business, this entrepreneurial school, and almost seemingly out of nowhere came this great program that's being offered when it comes to the possibilities of having that same type of opportunity into the world of gaming. That's put Northwood on the map in a whole different way.
Yeah, absolutely it did, and it's so nice to see the curriculum that our faculty have helped develop, and Cody, our esports coach, and back-to-back national championships, and then to go out and compete against world championships. And I know Cody's being contacted where they're asking them to compete against world professionals that are in the esports and gaming world. And so students can come and do not only the academic curriculum, but also compete on our various teams. And at the same time, we just added men and women's lacrosse as an NCAA sport, as well as a brand new football coach and hockey coach leading those programs to go along with the Spirit, with all of our other athletic opportunities and experiences at Northwood University.
But it does go hand in hand with those academics that you're so famous for.
It really does, and it puts them on a level of being very, very competitive as far as outcomes. We put them on a fast track, if you will, throughout their degree completion, and accelerate them into their careers and having an opportunity to play on a very, very large stage in the business world, whatever that means, is if it's gaming, if it's in your communities, and giving back and having that understanding. And, 31% of our graduates have their own company, or they're an entrepreneur in someone else's company within 5 years of graduating from Northwood University. And that's very, very exciting. And the fact you can complete a bachelor's and master's degree, to talk about that fast pass, in 4 years to walk out with a master's degree and then have those experiential learning opportunities, auto show, esports, to tie in a fashion show and or a staff for dinner that's totally ran by the students. It's really exciting.
Impressive things happening. Now you said you're going to have information at the game. For folks that can't get out to the game, how do we find out about Northwood University?
Yeah, absolutely. For folks that can't get out to the game, you can call 1-800-622-9000. Our main number, I also go by Sully, but any of our people at Northwood can help you. I'd be glad to help you. Or www.northwood.edu. You can also go to, but I love for folks and families to come by and just have a cup of coffee and see our beautiful campus and what our administration, faculty, and staff do each and every day to impact student lives.
Northwood University Night on Saturday. We appreciate you being here, Sully.
Thank you.
So that's Saturday. Dylan, let's close it out here then. You referenced, but then you have the game on Sunday, and you're going to have a little fun on Sunday, too, with that game as well.
Yeah, Sunday, Faith Night, and then a post-game skate with the players, and that was something else that I think that was pretty early on when I got here. We had the team had its first post-game skate with the players, and I've got my responsibilities after the game as far as cutting highlights and press releases and stuff like that, but I just remember I stopped and I just kind of looked down and I got to watch the players out there with the kids on the ice, skating around, playing tag, just being kids. Because, we talk about these guys and trades and draft picks and Memorial Cups and all this kind of stuff. And then you kind of forget that these are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. And that's just it. Like, you know, they're still kids for a little bit, even though they're playing hockey at pretty much the highest level they can for their age. So getting to see them out there with other kids and signing jerseys and all that kind of stuff, that was just, I don't know, that was something really special to watch, and it kind of made me stop what I was doing that night, and really gave me a sense for what's actually going on here in Saginaw. It's something really special. So another post-game skate on Sunday after the game against the Kitchener Rangers. And I should note that that'll be a 5:30 puck drop on Sunday. And I'm saying that just because it's out of the norm for everybody else, but it's out of the norm for me, too. So that is just as much as a reminder for myself that it's a 5:30 puck drop.
Saginaw Spirit Hockey, all season long. And again, we have the broadcast on WSW, of course. We'd love to have you listen in. But when you have games, especially at the Dow Event Center this Saturday and Sunday, we want you to get out there. We put a link up on the Morning Team page, so you have a link right to the Saginaw Spirit online site to get your tickets and information. And go Spirit. Dylan, we appreciate you being in this morning. And, of course, Sully, too. We enjoy his conversation and enjoy Northwood Night on Saturday.